Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is here. Morning, Pádraig.
Morning, Gavin. The Irish Open Golf began a short time ago at the K Club in County Kildare. Plenty of Irish involvement in the tournament as usual. Greg Allen is with us from the course. Greg, it's probably too modest to mention this himself, but he's covering his 37th Irish Open for RTÉ Radio this week. A phenomenal record. So we'll hand you over now to the voice of Irish golf.
No, I'm not so sure that's a modesty claim. But anyway, it's a chilly grey morning here, as it so often is in September Irish Opens. But after yesterday's rain, it's dry and calm. So these are possibly the best conditions of the week, possibly the whole week this morning, because the first players have just teed off in the last few minutes. Just near me on the practice area, waiting to get underway in the next 20 minutes or so, are three Irish Open champions over the last two decades. And first up will be Pádraig Harrington, just 3 minutes from now. He'll be teeing off the 10th tee. Then at 10 to 8, also off the 10th tee, is Shane Lowry, who's buzzing after his wildcard selection for the European Ryder Cup team, which he heard about last Monday. The 38-year-old Offaly man, playing in his 17th Irish Open, is really up for the challenge for this week.
I'm feeling good. I feel like I've, as the weeks have gone on over the last couple of months, I feel like I've started to play better and better, and I'm pretty happy where my game's at. So when I get the first tee here on Thursday, I'm trying to compete this week, contend, you know, give the crowd something to shout about. I'm playing in front of my friends and my family, and something that I should be very excited about as well. So these 4 weeks actually in the year are some of the best weeks that I can have, you know. So if I can't enjoy these weeks, there's no point playing golf anymore. So try and enjoy as best I can, and give it a good run.
On the course directly behind Shane at 8 o'clock will be Rory McIlroy, who will effectively lead the European team on the course in New York in 3 weeks' time in what will be his 8th Ryder Cup for Europe. And his thoughts this week can't help straying forward to what's in store in Bethpage 22 days from now, with a European team he believes has a real chance of winning on away soil.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity. I think that's first and foremost. I think we've got a great team. You know, there's obviously a lot of continuity, same captain, 11 of the 12 same guys. And I think that's an underestimated aspect of it all. You know, we know Luke's leadership style. Yeah, look, the only thing that we can do is control ourselves and control our reaction to whatever that bear pit may bring. But if we do that and we do that well, we've got a great opportunity.
In total, there are 11 Irish in action here at the Irish Open, including Tom McKibben and also Seamus Power, both out around lunchtime. And we'll hear from the West Waterford man, Seamus Power, in around an hour from now, also with news of Harrington, Lowry and McIlroy and their early holes of their rounds.
OK, we'll chat then, Greg, and live television coverage will begin on RTE2 at 8 o'clock. Defending men's singles champion Yannick Sinner eased into the semi-finals at the US Open with a straight sets win over his fellow Italian Lorenzo Musetti. Sinner will now face Canadian Félix Auger-Aliassime. Naomi Osaka, meanwhile, overcame Karolina Mukova 6-4, 7-6 to reach the women's singles semi-final, where she'll play Amanda Anisimova. There was no winner on stage 11 of the Vuelta a España after organisers ordered the race to finish 3 kilometres from the line due to pro-Palestinian protesters causing disruption at the finish in Bilbao. Race leader Jonas Vingegaard and Britain's Tom Pidcock had broken away from the peloton when the race was halted. Vingegaard's overall lead now stands at 50 seconds. The management of the Ireland women's rugby team have indicated that Aoife Wafer is in line to make her first appearance at the World Cup against New Zealand on Sunday, but they are insisting that the back row will only feature if she's recovered fully from her knee operation in July. The Ireland squad had to move their training session indoors yesterday because of rain and high winds in Brighton. Former Meath and Antrim manager Andy McEntee has joined the Monaghan management team. McEntee is replacing Andy Moran, who left to take charge of Mayo. A much anticipated third showdown between Ombudsman and Delacroix in next week's Irish Champion Stakes is off after connections of Ombudsman decided not to travel to Leopardstown, opting instead to focus on the Breeders' Cup and Japan Cup. And finally, three Irish fighters will be in the ring later on the opening night of the World Amateur Boxing Championships in Liverpool: Jenny Lehan, Adam Heshen and Keelan Cassidy.